Barhead. It wasn't the result the Barhead Steelers were hoping for as they skated away with just 1 point following two games on home ice over the January 13-15 weekend. The first was a 4-1 loss January 13 against Winfield, while the next night against Hinton, they played to a 4-4 draw. That 1 point places the Steelers atop the four-team Tier 2-3 Black Division with a 6-4-2 record, good enough for 14 points. However, coach Stephen Kaplan notes the Steelers have games in hand on some of the teams. "I think we are in a pretty good position going into the final half of the season," he said. Kaplan noted the team has about 8 games left before the provincial playdowns and the Northern Alberta Interlock, NAI, playoffs, the format of which is yet to be announced, begin. In the Steelers' game against Winfield, Kaplan said the game sheet is a bit misleading, as it shows the home team vastly outshooting their rivals 69-32. Carter Grylock got Barhead's only goal, a power play marker just short of the halfway point of the third period, with assists from Caden Rents and Cohen Dankas. William Bain got the start in the net. "A lot of our shots were from the outside. I would say the actual scoring chances were about equal," he said. "We actually could have had more shots recorded. We might have taken 100, but Winfield blocked an awful lot of them. I have to give them credit. It was a good matchup for us, and they played very well defensively and made the most out of their opportunities." Winfield is at the top of their Tier 2-3 division with a 9-1-1 record. In the second game against Hinton, penalty trouble was the big story of the game. Officials called 15 minor penalties, and 14 power plays against Barhead, that Kaplan said, is too much for one game and was not indicative of the play. However, he also noted they had an inexperienced official refereeing his first U18 game. "The result of having so many penalties called against them is that the Steelers were shorthanded for prolonged periods of the game, including 3 times when they were 2 players down. And to have only given up 2 power play goals and then to be able to score 2 of our own says something about how strong our special teams were," he said. Hinton opened the scoring with under 5 minutes to go. Kaplan said the goal was unfortunate, as Barhead's starting goaltender was bumped, falling onto his butt and could not get back to his feet for the shot. Barhead evened the score at about the 7-minute mark of the second period thanks to a power play goal by Caden Rents, with a helper awarded to Trey Proys. Unfortunately for Barhead, Hinton got off to a strong start scoring the first of their power play goals on a 2-man advantage, less than a minute into the final frame. The Steelers would tie the game again 7 minutes later on a goal by Miller Ferguson assisted by Proys. Less than a minute after that, Barhead forward Carter Grylock gave the Steelers their first and only lead of the game. 2 minutes later, Hinton tied the game again and took the lead scoring 2 unanswered goals. But Barhead wasn't done. With about 6.5 minutes left in the game, Carson Anderson drew a tripping penalty between the circles in the offensive zone. 2 minutes after that, in the final seconds of the power play, Jet Parks capitalized, scoring the tie goal with an assist from Tayson Halleck. William Bain went the distance in net, stopping 23 out of 27 shots. The Steelers' next home game will be a return matchup against Hinton on January 28. Puck drop is 3 p.m. Barry Curtin, TownandCountryToday.com.